Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello and welcome to another mini show. It's the third one. How do we feel about that? It's a day later than my usual plan. We don't have a strict schedule here over at the Emma Gunn Show, and I just used we when I meant I. Yesterday morning, it was the morning after my birthday party. If you are following 40 Days of 40 over on Instagram, where I'm at Emma Gunn's, you'll know that I was still in bed when I should have been recording the mini show. So it's a day late. I'm sorry about that. But if you are following 40 Days of 40, you'll know that it has been a lot of fun. I recommend it to everybody. Take time out every day to celebrate something, even if, in some cases, it is the fact that you can sit down and read a book for 45 minutes because you've made the time to do it. What else do I want to share with you from this mini episode? Well, there are some links to some features, to be honest. I'm having a great time celebrating my 40th, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. But there are some cherries on the top, and one of those this week has been included in a feature on Refinery29, a feature they called the best beauty podcast to subscribe to now. It featured Ye Olde Emma Gunn Show, but also Fat Mascara, The Beauty Brains, Breaking Beauty Podcast, and a few others. So I'm going to put the link to that in the show notes on iTunes and emmaguns.com because I would love for you to read it. It's a great piece. Thank you very much, Refinery29. I'm also going to be sharing some other links. I've been very lucky. People have been noticing the podcast, so Marie Claire in America, Elle in the UK, Coverture, and a few other titles have been writing about the show and why you should be listening. So I will also include all of those links if you happen to want to read and see who else is in the pod fam who is worth tuning into, because there are some brilliant shows out there. I currently, whilst I record this show, am listening. No, I'm not listening. I'm drinking my morning coffee out of my Full Coverage podcast mug, which Lindsay Kelk gave me when she came over to the UK and we recorded an episode of the show a few months ago. I want her back in the UK desperately. It's not going to happen for a little while, so I drink my morning coffee out of my Full Coverage mug whenever I can, which means whenever it's not in the dishwasher. So there we go. 40 Days of 40 has been a revelation. It's been such fun. And I've always wanted to go to the theatre lots, and I never have. In the last 30 days, because today is day 30 of 40 Days of 40, I have been to see The Book of Mormon, which made me hoot and holler. And I went to see Wicked. If you are following me on Instagram, you would see that Caroline Hirons very kindly took me as a birthday present. And I have never seen The Wizard of Oz in full, gasp from audience. I never have. I know the story roughly, but I just never did. My brother is 5 years older, so when we were kids and it came time to battle out who got to watch what, he always won, and it was always Star Wars or insert action movie. I watched Enter the Dragon a lot as a child, which probably explains a lot now. What I'm trying to say is I've had an excellent time, and during Defying Gravity, whether you've seen it or you haven't seen it, you've probably heard that song. Glee overdid it a while ago. I was like, I'm not going to cry, I'm going to be all right. I cried so hard And Caroline, God love her, was very cool about it. She just handed me a tissue in the middle of the song and patted my arm. And then during the interval, I had to redo, well, not redo my makeup, but just sort of, you know, remove the tears from my face. So theatre has been a big part of this week. I also, in this very brief episode, want to talk about Trini London. I had Trini on the podcast a couple of weeks ago. She's been amazing. I know that a lot of you really enjoyed that episode of the show. And I just wanted to talk about the Trini London stack, because the first time I got my Trini London stack, so the way it works is you go to the website and you put in your colouring, so your hair colour, your eye colour, your skin tone, etc. And it throws up all of the colours in the products that she has that will suit you. And the first time I used it, I was like, yeah, fine. I'm so used to using powders or other textures that actually using an entire cream-based makeup range was actually, weirdly, a bit uncomfortable. I wasn't really sure about it. I couldn't really decide whether it was for me. I've then used it again, and having spoken to Trini, and if you listen to the podcast, she talks about how to apply it, and she actually, in front of me, did her entire makeup with no mirror. She just used the contours of her face, like, there's my cheekbone, that's where I'm going to put my shading. I've had a near appreciation for it, and I have to say, the standout for me is the base. It's a foundation concealer that is in a tiny pot, but oh my goodness, so I'm just using that, and very much like Trini, I just use it down the center of my face, so down the nose, around the nose where I get slightly red, chin, and then it's just seamless. So have a look, and if you only want to invest in one thing from that range, that is a great product. Obviously have a look for more, but it is the kind of thing that you can pop in your makeup bag, and rather than sort of resetting your makeup or doing full halfway through the day if you feel like your makeup's wearing off, it's the kind of thing you can have in your bag and actually will really make a difference to that kind of just after work going out touch up. So have a look at that, it's really special. Also, Sally Hughes wrote a brilliant piece in The Guardian about Trini makeup, so I'm going to put a link to that in the show notes on Emma Gunn's and iTunes, because it very much talks about the texture and the standout products. And obviously Sally's been on this show before. If she says something is good, we know that she's not lying. So that's all for the mini show. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with me, it is so easy. Email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. If you've messaged me before on Twitter or Instagram, you know I do tend to get back to you pretty quickly. So you can also get in touch with me via those channels, where I'm at Emma Gunns. And if you have any questions, if you have any suggestions for future guests, if you just want to let me know what you think of the show, there are two ways. You can email me, get in touch, or you can also go over to iTunes and you can leave a review and hopefully a 5-star rating. I would be very grateful. I will see you on the main show at the weekend. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy these little mini shows as much as I do. And yeah, we'll be back with more. I've used the royal we again. What is wrong with me? I'll be back with more very soon, and I hope you tune in then.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.